We're interviewing Yetta Topolsky of 842 North St. Clair Street, Pittsburgh.
Put that Henrietta.
That's all right. Henrietta. Okay. Henrietta Topolsky. Now, Aunt Yetta, I want you to tell me about your home in Europe. Where did you live? What country?
I lived in a small little town in Europe. Mm-hmm. The name of it was Okolina. O-K-O-L-E-N-A. It's more like a, it was more like a farm. And that was in Russia.
All right, what kind of house did you live in?
Something like this. How would you describe it, like on the picture here? Farmhouse.
A farmhouse. Did you have a farm?
Yeah, we had a farm. We had all kind of fruit. We had all kind of, we had cows and horses. We also had a, like a saloon. And my father was also in the he had a vineyards.
All right. Now, tell me about your family, your immediate family, those that lived in the house with you.
Well,
there were, what, a number of brothers?
Two brothers and three sisters. I mean, yeah, there were three sisters and two brothers and her mother and father.
All right. The brothers, one was older. Were they both older?
No, the oldest one, Henry. I mean, I don't know if his name was Henry or not, put on Henry.
Yeah. And my father was younger than
Harry,
you?
Harry, put on Harry.
All right. And my father's younger than you?
No, but your father's older than
I. Oh, so they're both older.
Oh, yeah, they're both older than
okay.
I.
Okay. And of the sisters?
Aunt Rose was the oldest, Rose.
And was Aunt Ethel younger than you are?
No, Aunt Ethel was younger than Aunt Rose.
All right. So you were the youngest?
I was the youngest.
Oh, okay. All right, they ask here, what kind of work did you do? You were too young.
I went to school.
All right.
And the other didn't work much either. They helped, with the farm.
All right. And your father worked on the farm.
Yes. Of course, later on, the two, Aunt Rose and Uncle Henry, they came to America. They were pretty young.
Right.
Aunt Rose was only about 15 and Uncle Henry about 17.
Okay.
And he came to America.
What language is spoken in your house?
Oh, we spoke Romanian, we spoke Jewish, Russian.
All three were spoken.
Yeah, if you wanted to. Anybody wanted mm-hmm. But mostly, I think, you might say mostly Jewish.
Mostly the Yiddish.
Yeah, mostly the Yiddish.
All right. What kind of schooling did you have?
I just went to public school. Our school was right across from the house.
Was public school free?
Yeah.
Or you don't know if they had to pay. What grade were you in when you left?
Finishing up.
Was that eighth grade?
I was almost, I had another grade to finish.
Right, now they want to know what the synagogue was like.
Oh, I don't know nothing about the synagogue.
All right.
I don't remember that at all.
Okay.
We had a synagogue, but not in the same city. We had it in the city, the name of the Soroka. S-E-R-O-C-C-A, Soroka. That was already a town, you know what I mean, a city. Ours was a farm. So there was a synagogue there. That's where my father used to go.
But you never went there.
No, I didn't remember anything of going there.
All right.
Maybe I did. I don't know. Maybe my father took me. Maybe he did take us.
All right. Around where you lived, were there non-Jews?
Yeah, that's right. We were about maybe only about two or three Jewish families.
And how many Christian families were around
there?
Most of them
Christians.
Right. How did you get along with them? They want to know here, what were your relations with the non-Jewish people?
The only one we didn't get along with the principal of the school. He didn't like the Jewish people. That's the one he made us travel to.
This, I don't suppose, would apply to you, but maybe to your father. If he belonged to any political organization, like Zionist or Socialist or Labor.
Years ago, nobody belonged to anything like that. No, I know he didn't belong to anything. The only thing is, I know he served, he was in the service. They took him in 18, I remember he was sitting down in 1891, I think.
All right. What was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews? Well,
I don't know. It wasn't so good.
All right.
As much as I remember. I don't remember.
Okay. All right. You used to hear of America.
Yeah.
All right. It says here, what did you think of America at this time?
We thought it was wonderful. As much as we heard about it, you know, how wonderful it was. We're always
All right, now, they want to know, why did you leave the country in which you were born?
Because they made a lot of trouble for my father. They made fires and they blamed it on my father. And they put him in jail for no reason at all. And this was a teacher of the school, he did that. And then he said that they were not allowed to have a store in front of the school. So they just, one night they made a fire there in the building for the school, and they said it was my father. My father was not even out, he was in bed sleeping. They woke him up during the night and they arrested him. That's what they did. And after they arrested him, then he was supposed to have a big trial on him. They would have killed him.
So he was, like, released until the trial?
He wasn't released. He just left.
He ran away from the jail.
He escaped from the jail.
Escaped,
that's right. He had to cross the Granitz, how do you say that, the border.
Oh.
He had to cross the border with your father.
With only my father, or did Henry go too?
No, Henry was there already. And then Trolls were in America already.
Oh.
So my father went with your daddy. And they met a farmer, and the farmer dressed them up like farmers, and he hit him. Your father, your daddy was hidden under the straw there in the wagon, and my father was sitting in front with the farmer. They figured they were going out for work. If they would have caught him, they would have shot him to death. That's why he had to cross. He had to run away. For fear he would have been killed.
All right, now it says here, tell me why you came to the United States. You came after they did?
My father took us out there. We came to my father. Mm. My father was in America, and Tessa and I, a mother. We were the last ones to were together. So we had to sell to my mother. We had to sell everything we had. My mother was very broken heart. She didn't want to leave, but she had to. Because they did a lot of trouble for us.
So when you left to come here, you had a definite place to come to.
Yeah, we had a place. They furnished a place for us.
Where was this?
On Raleigh Avenue. We lived on Raleigh Avenue. Right in the corner of Raleigh and Aaron.
All right, now they ask here. When you came to this country, when you left your town, did the three of you go alone, or were you part of a group?
No, we went alone.
The three of you left?
Yeah, we went to plenty of trouble. Oi, oi. We got the wrong stations and the wrong men and the wrong cab drivers, and they cheated us, and they took us. We were supposed to go to a station to get a train, and we waited for that train in a certain place. One of the drivers came around, and he said, you don't have to stay here to wait. I'll take in a place where you'll get a train there quicker. So he took us all around town. And then he brought us back to the same place. And he charged us, you know, I don't know how much money, a lot of money. My mother said, what are you trying to do? We have no money. He said, well, he said, if you don't pay me, he said, I'll keep your baggage. So that was it. You know, all three women, you know, when you travel, women, it's not good. But we got here anyway. We got here. We went for a lot of travel before we came to America. A lot of travel.
All right, you took trains, you say. Where did you take the train to?
I don't know. Wherever we took a train, we were supposed to go to Bremen.
Mm-hmm.
We took the train to go to Bremen. In Bremen, we're supposed to get a boat. That's where we got with the boat, in Bremen. That's in Germany.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you went by train from Russia, from your town, all the way to Bremen.
Well, when it stops, mm-hmm. different stops. Mm-hmm. But that's, yeah, mm-hmm. we went mostly by train.
Okay.
Yeah, mostly by train we traveled.
All right. When you got to this country, when you landed here, was there any person to meet you, or was there
yeah,
an organization?
My father was at the station.
All right.
My father was there, and my brother. Uncle Henry. My father was already in America. He was there already. They're only there for a short time.
All right. Now, in this country, they want to know what objects or papers or things did you bring with you to the United States?
I don't know. We only brought the different things, the birth certificate, different things.
Mm.
About the trip, we brought different papers, you know. That's about it, as far as I remember. I don't remember anything else. There was nothing else to bring. What's there to bring? What kind of paper?
No, but I mean, if things that you owned in Europe, things
from
your home.
Oh, no, we didn't bring anything.
Left everything?
Yeah, we left everything there. We had to leave in a hurry, that's why. Or else they would have gotten us, would have been too bad. After my father arrived in America, then right away my mother sold the house.
Mm-hmm.
And she sold everything very quick. And it was very, tragic, very tragic. She hated to go away from there. She didn't know anything better.
Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
It's not the same. In Europe, it was Anta. Anta, I don't know how you can spell that, A-N-T-A, Anta.
Your first name. But how about Protej?
Protej was the same.
That was the same.
But the name was Anta, that's why it's my name. It was Henrietta, but they made it for Yetta short.
Right. I'm not writing this down because as long as it's on the tape, I can write it down after,
in case
you were wondering. All right, now, what first impressed you when you came to the United States?
Well, we came at night, and the lights impressed me a lot. The lighting of the city, mm-hmm. which I've never seen before. Never seen all the electric lights. To me, it was beautiful. Because I was never in a big city before.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw a big city. We had a lot of big cities in Europe, but I mean, I never, near my father, maybe you should take us once in a while. You should travel a lot. But I don't remember that.
Okay. What first impressed you when you arrived in Pittsburgh?
Well, the rooms that we had, the apartment was nice. We liked it very much. And I was impressed by the color. I mean, well, the color people. We've never seen color people.
Oh, really?
No, we never saw any color people. When I saw them, they frightened me.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. when we arrived at the port, from the boat, when I saw one of them there, I was really frightened. I was frightened to death. And we never saw any bananas. That's the first time we saw bananas.
Oh.
No, we never had any bananas. We had all kind of food except bananas.
Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh, when you first came here to Pittsburgh?
I remember. I remember we had a lot of friends came over to see us. company, relatives. That's okay, I'll get.
That's all right, I can move that.
Oh, we were on your first day in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we had a lot of, you know, visitors and relatives and friends that would visit us. And I was very happy to see them. Although I never met them before, but I knew they were related to us.
But you went to the house, or apartment, that your father had.
Yeah, my father fixed it up. My father and Aunt Rose and Uncle Henry. They all fixed it up for us. We had about five rooms for the five-room apartment. Nice furniture. It was really nice.
All right, now this is on the early years in this country. Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years?
No. Nothing disappointed me. I started school and I liked it very much.
Now you started where you had left off, like what? Ninth grade?
Well, I mean, I had to start from the beginning here. After all, they put me, I don't know what to say, the grade it was, second or third mm-hmm. grade. I had to learn the language. See? Mm-hmm. So that's why they had a teacher there to teach you the language first, and then they put you in different grades. Then they put me in a higher grade, see. That's how I learned more about the language.
All right. Now, during the first 5 years when you were first here, did you ever feel that people didn't treat you nice because you were an immigrant?
Well, they used to criticize how you pronounce the words. And how you talked, and but that's about all.
Well, this is sort of silly. After having lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished or would eventually accomplish your goal in coming here?
Well, I was happy that I was an American. Yeah, I was very happy.
Now, this goes back to when you first came here. What was your first home in this area? Where was your first home in this area?
Up on the hill.
Is that what you said, Wiley Avenue?
Wiley Avenue, corner Wiley and Aaron Street. That's where we had our... Right. We lived in a house close to a drugstore, next door to a drugstore.
And the whole family lived in this house?
The whole family lived there. Mm-hmm.
How long did you live there?
We didn't live very long. I think about a year. And after that, we got a bigger house because we didn't have enough room.
All right. Now, if it was your own home or apartment, how did you get it? Now, I don't know what that means. If they mean, did someone tell you about it or did you go to...
Well, I guess somebody told them about it.
An agency?
I think an agency told them about it.
All right. You don't really know on that.
No. Okay. They got it through an agency, I guess. Somebody rented it to them.
All right. Now, this is what kind of work did you do when you first came to this country?
I went to school.
You went to school. All right. Now, after school, after your schooling, did you have a job? Did you work at anything before you got married?
Yeah. I worked for an alderman. After I graduated high school, you mean? Mm-hmm. I worked for an alderman for about 4 years.
You did what? Office work?
Office work, and then after that I quit there. Well, the alderman died, so I had to leave. And after I left, I worked on the produce yards. I was a bookkeeper for about 4 years.
They have a question here for when you were in school. How did your Gentile classmates treat you?
They treated me very nice.
Did you see any of them socially? Did you go around with them after school?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had a few Gentile friends.
Girlfriends or boyfriends?
Girlfriends,
okay. Did you go to Hayter?
We had a private tutor, private teacher.
For Hebrew?
Used to come up behind.
Did you ever go to a concert or things like that?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Did you ever go to the Yiddish theater?
Oh, yeah, a lot of it.
You did.
We used to have Yiddish theater years ago. That was the tops.
Where was the theater? Do you remember?
Mostly on Center Avenue.
On Center Avenue. All right, they asked if you went to any other theater, if you ever saw plays, you know, that weren't from the Yiddish theater.
No, I don't think I remember of any other play.
All right.
The only thing I went to the movies, that's about all.
All right.
I used to go to the movies a lot, especially on Saturday.
Did you ever go to the public library?
Yeah, I went to the public library.
Where was, do you know, do you remember where you went?
It was on Raleigh Avenue, they had a library.
Did you ever attend any lectures on anything?
Lectures, sometimes.
All right. Do you remember what Pittsburgh newspaper there was that the family read?
I don't remember the English paper, but I know the Jewish paper, the Forwards. That's one of the best, the manager of.
Yeah, the Forward. Okay.
The Forward. I had a newspaper, an English newspaper, but I just don't remember the name of it.
When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person? If so, in what ways were you religious?
I was a religious. I followed the custom of the religion, of the Jewish religion. I did what my mother did. I did exactly the same thing.
Okay. Did you change any of your religious practices during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
No, I didn't. All right. No.
Did you attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Yes, we did.
Do you remember where it was?
Synagogue. Let's see, there was one on Miller Street. Russian synagogue.
Where is this?
Miller Street. Miller, up on the hill.
On the hill.
Yeah, Miller Street.
I don't know Miller Street. I know Wiley. I don't know.
Well, it's around there someplace.
All right.
On Miller Street, they had for a Jewish synagogue. I mean, mostly for Russian Jews.
At home, did your mother light candles
and my mother
observe
was very religious.
The Sabbath?
My mother was very religious. She kept up all the custom, the religion, the Jewish custom.
Did she keep kosher?
Very much.
Okay. Now, what's this? Did you experience any change in health due to climate, food, etc., when you first came to Pittsburgh?
No, not much. The only thing, my mother was sick. My mother was in poor health when we came here.
From the trip, or?
From after she had to sell the house, and she took it very hard to leave the place still, to leave her birthplace after she was raised there, and she lived all her life. Mm. She was sick when we got here, and the trip was, she was in poor health. She didn't last long. She was only here 6 years.
That's right. What year? She died when?
1920.
So you came in 1914.
We came in 1914.
Where did you go for medical care in Pittsburgh? Now, did you have a doctor of your own?
There was a lot of doctors. There was a Dr. Wexler. He took care of my mother. Took care of us, Dr. Wexler. Dr. Kaczynski.
There were no organization doctors or anything like that from the Jewish agencies?
We just went to private doctors.
Now, they want to know here, what were the first organizations that you belonged to? like the synagogue, a Zionist group, anything? Did you ever join anything like that?
I don't know.
Yourself?
My father did. My parents did. They joined the Russian synagogue. Where they joined. That's as far as I remember they went.
Okay. Well, they're trying to find out, like, organizations that were set up to give charity, those that give the boxes, you know, the pushkis.
Well, they had those boxes.
All right, but you didn't belong to any of those yourself.
No, but I mean, we used to donate money.
Yeah.
Anybody came around, but my mother didn't. We gave to that, Mahalim. I don't know, I forgot the name, but it says. They still have it, it's a, you know, for the poor.
Right. Where did you go to have a good time? Did you go with a girlfriend? Well, it says here with your husband or wife. Did you go with friends, girlfriends, boyfriends?
We used to go to movies a lot. We used to go wintertime. We went to ice skating. I didn't skate, but we went to the ice skating rink. Summertime, I used to go. We used to go to the park. I used to play tennis a little bit.
All right. And it says here, did you participate in any sports at this time?
Well, how many years later?
I don't know. That's it. It doesn't say here.
Well,
so
later on, and years later, because.
No, I think this is like in the first 5 years
at the
beginning.
Sports. We went to skating. You know, used to go to the park a lot. We used to go to the library a lot. There wasn't much to do, you know. Years ago. They had the IKC, the Iron Coffin Settlement.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go there, play different games. And it was nice.
Now, they want to, did you know about of the YMCA?
No, I don't remember that.
All right.
I knew of the IKC.
Yeah, but you didn't know anything about it.
No.
Were there any other non-Jewish organizations or agencies that you would have had anything to do with,
no.
Or who might have helped you?
No, I don't remember anything.
Okay. Were there any local meeting places? Places where you might go to meet your friends?
No, we used to meet at each other's house.
You know, like sometimes the kids would go across the street to the drugstore after supper to
see
kids.
We used to meet at each other's house. Okay.
How did you meet people during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
I met mostly in school.
In school?
Yeah, mostly in school I met.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
Some. I had some non-Jewish people. Not very many.
Or these girlfriends from school?
Yeah, most of my friends were Jewish. We had neighbors. We had most of our neighbors, Jewish neighbors.
Did any of these first friends remain lasting friends?
Not very many. Very few.
All right, they want to know if you were close socially with your relatives or your family here.
Yeah,
in Pittsburgh.
We were very close with our relatives, very close.
With whom did you celebrate Seder? Now, this would have been in those first few years.
Well, with the family, with our family.
Or what was this, cousins and...
Our family, a few cousins, and, you know, mother, father, and the sisters and brothers, and we used to invite a few relatives, cousins. That's about all.
All right. Now, during those first 5 years, did you maintain any contacts with people in Europe or any place
else?
We had
the grandparents. My grandparents were in Europe yet. We used to, grandparents and cousins. We used to correspond, hear from them once in a while.
Do you still hear from anybody?
There's nobody. All these cousins are in New York.
Everybody
all of them left? A few of them were in New York. That's about all. Of course, we had my grandfather and grandmother. They've been dead for years. So the only ones were like those cousins, and they're all in New York.
What's this? Are you an American citizen?
Yes, I am.
Yes. How did you get your citizenship, Yetta?
What do you mean, huh?
Did you get it yourself, or when Uncle Morris, or through your father?
No, I got it myself. I got it in 1961.
Let me see, 1961.
Yeah, that's when I became citizen. All these years, I never did.